Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
8:39, Mayor Emanuel joins us. As always, appreciate the access. Nice to talk to you. And I've got some cardboard boxes for you for the office, but I'll drop those off. Listen, I want to talk about Smollett, but I want to get to a couple things first off that I think are good news because you know how much I love this city. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to talk about the good stuff that's happening along with the stuff that makes my head explode.
Mm-hmm. But it is fun for all of us watching as it explodes, all the different things.
And
the wires coming
out. Right, the wires come out and boing, boing.
Have you ever seen a synopsis out of
it's not good.
Head come,
it's just not good.
Yeah,
it's not good. Okay. First off, the Police Academy graduation the other day. Record number of graduates?
200 and I think... I've done, you know, I wouldn't say hundreds, but over 50. I've never had 297 officers, 50 sergeant promotions, 12 lieutenant promotions.
It's got to be a pretty inspiring ceremony.
Oh, and here's the other thing. 39.5% are women, largest female
That's
class
great.
Ever. We have about 100 Chicago Public School graduates, which is a change I had put in with the city council that if you come out of CPS, we give you points on the for police and fire and other city jobs. We have 18 veterans of the armed forces. We had close to 60 officers whose parents,
legacies.
Three officers are the fourth generation.
That's tremendous.
It is.
It's
and
tremendous.
It was, and, you know, I said to Amy when she was there with me, and I've always said this to Eddie, they must be getting younger. I mean, it is their kids and their inspiration, their sense of service, their commitment. And
but the quality of cop coming in, too, is very impressive because it's not just wide-eyed kids who want to do this. Mm-hmm. It's, like you said, legacies who've heard
people
their parents and their grandparents. And people who have served. People who have served in other
spots. Served the armed of their country in the armed services.
It's a great story.
A young man comes towards me, and I said, what branch of the armed forces? He says, Air Force. And Amy goes, how do you know? I said, just the way he carries himself.
Yeah, the way he walks.
This was not, this was off the football field.
It's not a talk show host.
Yeah, this guy, or a radio show host at that. On a low level channel. He doesn't have FCC approval.
What are you talking about, man count for? He's not here. Mayor Emanuel, also, you have some tech jobs to announce, and this is a cool story today.
500 jobs coming to Chicago in cloud software computing. This is the fourth or fifth tech company this year alone that we've announced either moving their headquarters or dramatic expansion. This is a very exciting company, Excel, that is expanding here in Chicago, 500 jobs, and it's a reinforcement of what's happening in the tech scene in Chicago's growth as a real digital tech center.
Yeah, we don't need to go out and sell the fact. It's already happened. This is a tech hub. Tech companies want to come here.
Fastest growing sector of the Chicago economy is the tech sector.
Well, and you pointed out that there's over 80 technology companies here in Chicago now, which is like...
It's a big deal. Yeah.
It's a very big deal, and it's one. In fact, it's the fastest growing sector. It's what's driving a lot of the office boom and construction in the city of Chicago, as you know. A while ago, Google announced dramatic expansion of their offices here. We announced the other day from a trip I had done out east, a headquarter from San Francisco. It was people I met out east, but they're a San Francisco-based company. They're moving their headquarters here to the city of Chicago with over 100 jobs. So I think this is – and the other good news is, you know, Chicago is the most diversified economy in the United States. So whether it's technology, whether it's finance, whether it's transportation.
Right.
This week we cut the ribbon on the Olive Harvey Community College for Transportation, Distribution, and Logistics. North Point Logistics is putting 3,000 jobs on the southeast side of Chicago because of what we did at Olive
That's
Harvey
very cool.
College.
By the way, I hadn't thought about this. Ribbon cutting for you in the next life. I mean, you got some serious experience in ribbon cutting.
Well, I have my own.
If you're like a ribbon cutting hitman, you're like a freelance ribbon cutting guy that flies
scissors,
around and
shovel,
cuts
scissors,
ribbons.
Shovel scissors.
Right?
Yeah, it's like this.
Come on.
I'm going to give a whole new meaning to the scissors. What was that? The Scissor Man?
Edward Scissors.
Edward Scissors.
I was having a blank there. For
Scissor Man is something else.
But you, I want you to, one thing. There's a story today in the Wall Street Journal about Chicago leading the country. There's other states doing it, cities, but we're the only one that has now full-day kindergarten, full-day pre-K,
right,
and free community college. We've added 4 years to a child's education.
Bookends.
And you got to, you know, the rules of the road for the economy are start earlier, go longer. And Chicago's the only one that's modernized its education to reflect the day of the economy today.
So I get back
Which means our kids are better prepared.
I get back from Phoenix on, what was it, Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
and I'm looking at the luggage rack, and I'm looking at the belts at the luggage rack, and I'm thinking, that's the same thing I looked at in 1994 was in Chicago. We need expansion. We need modernization. Growth. We need growth. Mm-hmm. But it's happening.
Yes. First of all, we picked the architect for the first. It's a new terminal. It's a Global Alliance terminal. We're taking the old one that was built nearly 60 years down.
It was the old Terminal 5.
Yeah. No. Terminal 2.
Oh, 2.
5 is getting gate expansion, and Delta, Virgin, all the others are going there. It will stay as an international terminal with expansion of domestic.
Okay.
The new Terminal 2 Global Alliance Terminal between 1 and 3.
Yep.
That would be where 2 goes, Steve. Work with
okay,
me.
Okay, let me write this
me.
Down. 1, 2,
yeah.
3. I got
work
it.
With me.
I got it.
Okay, are we good now?
It's new math.
I see a little steam coming out of
the air. Yeah, it's the new math.
So, Genie Gang, Studio ORD. They put together a great new Global Alliance terminal. We're going to add about 3 million more square feet of terminal space
wow.
and retail and all the jobs that come with it. We're going to add 25% new gates, and every decade you could add 25% new gates. Our runways will be finished, all 8, by next year. We'll have the most
Next year.
Most modern and efficient runway system in the United States. In fact, if you really think about it strategically, when it's done, we'll have lifted Midway's capacity and moved it to O'Hare. So we're the only city in America that added a third airport. That's what the runway configuration. So from runways to terminal space to new gates, Chicago, the world is coming to Chicago, and Chicago's going to the world.
Well,
and this is now the best connected and best and busiest airport in America and number 2 in the world. And we plan on taking Heathrow out of number 1.
And that expansion is crucial. The other thing I noticed the other night is, you and I are old enough to remember when your
wife,
your kids, mm-hmm. your family could meet you at the gate.
Yeah.
You know, pre-9/11, meet you at the gate. We got off the plane the other night, and O'Hare was jammed. And I'm thinking, could you imagine?
You used to remember?
If family members could come out to the gate, that would be impossible. So this expansion not only creates room. Sandberg brought this up earlier. It's a dining and dating destination based on the blueprint.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of the modern thinking of airports today is it is actually a shopping mall that also allows you to fly somewhere.
Yeah.
And from dining and all that, as you said, and shopping. And we're going to go from 4.2 million to a little shy of 8 million square feet of new retail space and terminal space.
It's a double.
The other thing is close to 12,000 construction jobs.
Wow.
Over 500,000 jobs in Chicago depend on O'Hare and the capacity to grow. And take a company like we're announcing today, 500 new jobs coming.
Right.
Their desire is unbelievably educated workforce with the Midwest work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
Affordable. They can live in the city. And they can get to any client anywhere in the globe that they serve. It's a global company based here, tech. They can go to any market in the United States, any market in North and South America, any market in Europe, and any market in Asia, multiple times a day and week. That investment, now, there was a period of time where Chicago rested on its laurels. Atlanta, LAX started mm-hmm. to pass us up. We've invested in that future. We're going to seize that future, and the future is Chicago's if we keep building for it. What I love, and I do want to say this about the terminal, is we're an aviation capital of the world. We're clearly an airport that is a centerpiece of the world,
mm-hmm.
and we're the architectural leader of the world. And you bring all three of those strengths into a single endeavor, and who better than Genie Gang as a MacArthur Genius Award-winning architect to design the future expression of what air travel is going to be and Chicago's statement about it.
Nice little serendipitous tie there.
Yeah, she's a badass.
Is that allowed? I just like the record. How many times have I been on the show?
1,000.
Okay, how many times have I swore?
On the air?
Yeah.
Almost none.
Almost none? Zero. And I would like to say that I would like to close out my tenure as mayor, come on, and actually say what I want to say.
Right.
You know that bubble above my head?
Okay, but
all
this,
those words?
Let's be clear. This is not your final appearance as mayor.
This is more of a female.
You know what? I want to tell you this. My mother-in-law, big Republican, used to always, when I was on like the Sunday talk shows, she goes, "Oh, you did so well." I said, "Mary, you didn't think I did well. You were just happy for 12 minutes. What I really was going to say, I did come out of my mouth, and you didn't have to explain at the country club why I said that on TV.
The one thing about the design that seems like it's going to work, that it's not going to make for us regular, you know, vacation travelers mm-hmm. that aren't necessarily doing a lot of corporate travel, it's not going to make going to the airport a nightmare because you've made it so big and such an international hub. Like, it seems like it's still laid out where
we're
not going to have to allow this extra time.
This terminal, the Global Alliance terminal, only one in the United States, you will get off any domestic flight and onto an international in the same terminal. You will literally take your Fitbit off at O'Hare. You don't need it. And that is going to be a major advantage. No other airport in America has it. Yeah. We will have that. And you'll be able, if you're flying American or United or any other Alliance airlines, you'll stay in the same terminal.
It's a big deal.
Huge.
Yeah. I mean,
And here's, again, in the last 8 years, we went from 39 to 58 million annual visitors. 150,000 jobs in the hospitality industry. This airport, beyond the business side, and just purely the hospitality with the James Beard Awards coming.
Yep.
The new, you know, we have obviously the NFL opening football game that will be here between Green Bay and Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that and all the tourism and other theaters that are happening. This is the year of Chicago Theater. Having an airport that allows people to come in and out with ease.
Yeah.
That's only going to add to Chicago's economic vitality and strength.
Steve, the Nickelodeon Slime Fest at Honey Beach that we talked about yesterday.
Right.
That brings them in. Pitbull needs somewhere to land.
Well, listen, everybody does. When we come back, breaking news, if you will. And by the way, I don't mean like, you know, Wolf Blitzer's an old friend, but Wolf gets his beard cut, and it's breaking news on CNN sometimes. Mm-hmm. We actually have things to talk about relating to the Jussie Smollett. It's the mess.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
We are back, and I almost put something on the air there I shouldn't have because, you know me, you can't trust me. Mayor Emanuel.
Yeah, because you get complicated between 1 and 3.
Exactly. just another pretty face. Mayor Emanuel's here. All right, so a public thank you for what you and what the superintendent said the other day. Well, you don't need that from me or anybody, but you need to defend the city when you have to, and you do. So a quick backstory here. It's the Jussie Smollett case. All sides seem to agree that he was guilty. Grand jury comes down, says, yeah, there's plenty here to go ahead with the prosecution, and inexplicably, the decision is made to dismiss the case.
Yeah.
What am I missing?
A ton, obviously. Let me break out the first piece. There's two parts, and they're related, but we got to deal with them. Part A that is really upsetting. There are cases, the state's attorney, the police department show the grand jury a sliver of information,
mm-hmm.
come back and says, yes, a hoax was committed. Here are the 16 counts.
Right.
Both sides of that law enforcement, go. That's what he's charged with. Now, either a hate crime was committed in this city, and we need to know that, because this is a city that believes hate has no home here.
Right.
And the only place it has a home is when there is silence.
Sure.
We have to have an unambiguous message. Now, he is charged with 16 counts for creating a hoax about a hate crime. He walks out, says, I'm innocent. They say, no, he's guilty, and the police work is good. Now, you can't be both on the same case.
Yeah.
So, to me, was he or was he not guilty of a hoax, or was there a hate crime committed? Yes or no, it's a very straightforward.
Yeah.
Now, on top of that, out of the blue, with no knowledge, all of a sudden, you have a situation where the charges are dropped. There's an explanation that you have all of a sudden our charges are cleared. It's all sealed. $10,000, quote unquote, community service, of which that's not in the court records.
Well, not only is it not in the court records, he goes over to Rainbow Push, he opens mail for 2 days for 6 hours, and he greets visitors.
And there's no sense of contrite, no remorse, no sense of responsibility.
And he's still trashing the police department.
Yes, and our officers did a great job.
Right.
They took a crime that was called a hate crime for sexual orientation and for race. They took it seriously. They dedicated the resources to deal with it, to find out who perpetuated it. And we found out the person calling the police was a perpetrator.
Right.
That is what the grand jury believed.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, poof.
And nobody
like,
got
no,
nobody
we know
got
more
a phone
about
call.
How the Pope is picked than we know what happened here.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Okay,
and we didn't see any white smoke.
And to me, this is now what's going to happen. I want you to understand.
But just be clear. Yeah. Super didn't get a call. You didn't get a call.
No,
you found out when we found out.
Just almost simultaneously, yeah. Basically. And I was like, with the soup up, I said, you got to be kidding me. And this is a whitewash. And I will just say to you, so one level of some sense of accountability restored to what looks like the scales of justice were tipped for those with influence.
Yeah.
The police right now are assembling the cost of what was put into this.
Okay.
And then the Corporation Council is going to take action based on those costs directly to Jesse Smollett.
Can the city sue him?
That is what part of 1, 2, 3 is this guy's missing? Okay, this is the two part. Work with me, Steve. Okay.
So I was actually at one and a half, yeah. Waiting for you to get to two.
Here's the deal: when we assemble the cost, you're not in the room because numbers are not your strong suit. Okay,
so one pretty fast.
First,
yeah,
the police are right now finalizing the cost that was used of police resources to come to the understanding. That in fact this was a hoax and not a real hate
total
crime.
Total taxpayer dollars.
What we spent. The Corporation Council, once they have the finalized and feel good about the numbers, will then send a letter to Jesse Smollett and his attorneys trying to recoup those costs for the city.
Mm-hmm.
It is a small way of both acknowledging, one, guilt, and two, that we spent these resources and the taxpayers are deserved at minimum, because I think there's a whole level, as I said the other day, ethical costs.
Sure.
Because he's still walking around, hey, I'm innocent. Everything I said from day one is true. That actually we're going to get the resources back, but come with those resources that is implicitly, if you pay it, that the city spent money to uncover what the grand jury discovered. And I want to reiterate from which I said right when with the superintendent, we only show the grand jury a portion of what the police had collected,
right.
The Chicago Police Department. They did a good job here, as they do in other cases that have happened with new technologies and all the stuff that we have from
Chicago. Forget about the shot in the crotch to the morale of the police department. The continued degradation of the reputation of the city of Chicago, completely unwarranted.
Mm-hmm.
You can't calculate what that damage is. Mm-hmm. Where does this go then from here?
That's it. Well, first of all, we're going to deal with this level. And the second is, I mean, there's other pieces as relates. There's, again, I try to separate these, even though they're kind of stacked on top of each other. Core, was a hate crime committed or a hoax committed?
Right.
And who committed the hate crime or who committed the hoax? And they should be held accountable.
Right.
In some way or another.
But we know those answers.
Okay. There's a legal process.
Yeah, not in my world.
Okay. That I know.
Yeah.
Okay. The point is, the state's attorney still believes that his $10,000 in quote-unquote community service at Operation Push is an acknowledgement that he actually committed the hoax, and that's his payment of retribution, of his payment for what happened. We're going to basically recoup the financial. As it relates to the city, I think we have spoken with one voice that we know what happened here. I just will say, you know, look, in my own view, President Trump, just sit this one out, okay? The fact is, you're a guy, I take umbrage at the fact that you have a person sitting in the Oval Office who drew a moral equivalency between in Virginia between those who were fighting bigotry and those who were perpetuating bigotry.
Both sides.
Yeah. We take in this city, whether you have a sign in your window that says One Chicago, whether you have hate has no home here. And I tell everybody, and one of the things I'm proud of as a city, when we had Syrian refugees come, myself and a number of aldermen with the Islamic Institute organized their first Thanksgiving dinner. We gave the kids backpacks, their first winter coats. We welcomed new refugees to this city and gave them their first Thanksgiving about, and that was the first step of a journey, besides the winter coat, of becoming Americans. That's who we are as a city. We have 140 languages spoken in our school. We have people of all different backgrounds, kids today in high school who are comfortable acknowledging their sexual orientation, who they love, and we respect that. And we try to make sure that they have the support so they're comfortable with their religion, their faith, their culture, their race, their sexual orientation, their gender. And my view is we have a person in the Oval Office who degrades it when he does not know the difference between somebody willing to use their body and their soul to fight bigotry and make it morally equivalent with those who want to perpetuate.
Look,
the
I agree with you. Sit it out.
We don't need, and especially given that you don't know how the criminal justice system works, and given what happened, sit this one out.
We have it covered.
Because the other time, you were sitting there lip syncing with a smile that this was a horrible hate crime. Mm-hmm. It is not. Now that said, there also has to be getting to the bottom of how, in fact, a deal got worked out where you have one person literally and nobody, and I'm not a lawyer, thank God, but everything I have read says that if you work out an agreement like this, there is an acknowledgement by the person that what they did was they're responsible
right.
and accountable. And what gets people rightfully upset is there seems to be, for those of influence and privilege, one rule book, and for everybody else.
Two justice systems.
Yeah, and it's wrong. And if you're going to restore confidence in the justice system and keep building it, not just restore it, but build it, you can't have two systems.
Is there a better answer, another answer, other than a modicum of fame, whatever fame he has, and money as to why this went down the way it went down, or is it too early to know? Because the motivation is, I mean, everybody from the greatest legal mind to me is going, what? It just doesn't add up. There's well, look, no part of this that makes sense. Well, you have said. You called it a whitewash.
What I was going to say was, if there was an answer, we would have known it by now. Okay? You're literally, today is Thursday. This all came down Tuesday. If it was easy, somebody would explain it.
Is this going to cost Kim Fox your job?
That's the least in of I'm worried about. Kim Fox will. It's also her office. She has said she recused herself. This is the decision by the office and everybody below. What happened here? We deserve answers as a city. My thing is, I know you want to jump to the politics. I really don't.
But these are fair questions that people have. And here's the thing: you can't recuse yourself by calling it like you're a little kid on a playground. There's a procedure you have to go through, which she did not go through. The whole thing stinks.
Look here. If you know, my view is, if you can explain it, if we knew, everybody's reacting this way because none of it adds up. There's not a part of this that makes sense to anybody. And if it was literally 48 hours later, you would know the answers to some basic fundamental questions and nobody can explain. The reason, like I walked, when the superintendent and the police leadership and I walked off the stage after the graduation of those wonderful young men and women who are actually now joining the police department. And we looked at, you know, I don't know, there was 15 cameras. I don't know how many reporters were sitting all over.
Sure.
Everybody's searching for answers. And 48 hours later, We have more questions than we have answers, and we as a public deserve answers. Answers, was there a hoax or not? And if there was a hate crime, who did it? And if there was a hoax, who's responsible for it?
Yeah, I want to know if the fix is in.
I want to know the fix is in at the office. Yeah, and then I want to know, and we all deserve an answer, how did the decision come about? If this is a normal course, does that mean that everybody that you have followed this pattern in never acknowledges some sense of culpability in what happened here? Because what are you giving $10,000 up for if you're innocent?
Right.
You're that loose.
And by the way, if you are innocent, you've got your high-powered attorneys who are now trying to sue the city of Chicago, and you're on every major show in the country saying you're innocent.
I stand by the Chicago Police Department.
So do I.
I stand by their work. They worked hard. And they came to the bottom of
this. And they need to know that the city has their back.
They do.
And I believe they do as well.
Yeah. And I'm just... Look. People deserve answers from the beginning to the end.
Shame on him. And also,
as attorney, walk around, it is a whitewash.
Right.
And it's not on the level.
Do you believe we'll have answers before you leave office?
I have no idea. But I just know this. Until the answers are provided, there's other things we're going to do, like we did on the airport, inviting a new company in to expand and create 500 jobs. I'm very proud also of what Dr. Janice did in laying out our 5-year education plan, which is noted now because of our rising graduation. This is not going to be the dominant thing, but this won't go away until people feel like they've gotten some, literally, answers to questions and some sense of culpability, some sense of contrition, some sense of remorse that what happened here. And not even a statement, not even a sense of gesture that here is what I am responsible. And that is what is irritating people.
You know what amazes me? I know you got to run, but you know what amazes me?
No, I'm enjoying this. It's like therapy.
You get the break of your life.
I don't even have to use Blue Cross Blue Shield for this.
No, I'm going to need to see your card. You get the break of
I'll
your
give
life.
You a dental one.
Zero gratitude. Yeah. You come out at the bare minimum. Even if you don't want to admit you're guilty, you say, listen, I have nothing else to say about this. I appreciate the people who have supported me. And you leave. And you hope nobody follows you.
Go back to New York.
Wherever.
Yeah. Here's my thing. I just want to say this as the mayor. I want to thank all the people that welcomed, not just him, the TV and film industry, to come to the city, create jobs, welcomed here for his career. But more importantly, I want to thank all the people of the city of Chicago who say that we're a city with one value system.
Right.
That we welcome you, whatever your who you love, whatever your faith is, whatever your background. And I want to thank the police department.
Amen.
I want to thank the men and women who every day, not perfectly, and Eddie and the leadership team for what they do. And I believe when the 16 counts were brought by the grand jury, it was built on the foundation the police had, and they have more material. They did a good job, and they do not need to take lip from an actor who's still degrading them, the police department, claiming his innocence, when in fact everybody else that was quote-unquote in the room with the judge says he was actually culpable of a hoax.
There's not a thing I could add to that.
And the police did a great job.
I appreciate you being here.
Thanks.
And we'll talk again before you're done. And the last time you come in, you can curse then.
No, not going to do it, man. Here's the thing. You know, in Congress, if you say something wrong, your words are taken down.
Yeah.
6 years on the floor of the House. 7 years with President Clinton. Two with President Obama. Eight as mayor. Can't once on either TV or on the House floor see my words taken down. And I got 2 months to test it myself.
You're going to get close.
Yeah. I got close today.
Yeah, you did. Thank you, man.
See you, man.
That's Mayor Emanuel.